Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare.
That thing you are asking, the last day you asked me what are the difference between anubhav and sattvic. Have you understand something?
We've been studying more, we're thinking we understand.
What do you have understand?
That vibhav, it is bhav, it is emotion, vibhav, by seeing udipan means something in relationship with Krishna, and alamban, ashraya and vishaya, that there is some, the saibhav. When you see, your love for Krishna is invoked.
Stimulated.
By reading Srimad Bhagavat or any books of Goswami or anything which has effect on the heart, that is called Shuddha Sattva. And from Shuddha Sattva, Sattvic Bhav comes out. Whether you know or not, whether you forcibly it comes. That is Sattva. Anubhav is also something like this, but not so effective. It can be by wisdom also. This is the main difference between anubhav and sattvic. Though anubhavs are also coming from sattva, but not so deeply from, it can be by wisdom. Wisdom?
Wisdom, yes. Intellect.
Intellect.
See, we were also understanding like that. There was also some description that sattvika bhav is very, very powerful. How it affects the air, the prana, in the body. It is so powerful that without the thought, it may immediately come out. But with vibhav there's some,
you remember
thought, maybe
some remember. That is it. Anything?
Yeah. Do you have the book?
What chapter?
Chapter 27.
I think we finished it.
Yeah. There was one term he uses in this translation when Vrajana, when Goswami Maharaj speaks first time.
First time.
Yeah.
First time he speaks in chapter 27.
He talks about something that he had a doubt, which Pandit Goswami removed. And he uses the term, the translation of the term called active principle. The first thing he says is the deep significance of this is when the active principle existing in the pure mind is stimulated to action, it is then some feeling comes. So this is talking about the development of the emotion which leads to anubhava. So what is this active principle? Is this the sthayibhavi? Sthayibhava? Is that what he means?
In the beginning?
Yes. Fifth sentence of Goswami. The fifth sentence.
Hmm?
Fifth sentence. Sentence means.
Goswami
begins to speak. He says, my son, you have studied Nyaya Shastra.
Oh, that is here.
Then he says, and I have never found anybody with such good questions. Then he says, when I was studying the philosophy of Rus with Srila Pandit Goswami, such a doubt came to my mind. He says, then, through the grace of the Guru, the doubt was finished. Then next sentence. Then the next sentence, it says, the deep significance of this is that when the active principle existing in the pure mind, what is the Sanskrit for that?
The active principle.
What is your question?
That this term, this word he uses, see, sometimes in the translation we have difficulty
to understand
with his English terms. And if we know the Sanskrit, then we'll understand the meaning. And this is the real weakness of his translation, that English terms
are not appropriate.
Not appropriate and not clear what he is referring. So he says, after he says, through the grace of Guru, my doubt was finished, then he says, the deep significance of this is that when the active principle existing in the pure mind, what is that Sanskrit? Active.
Shuddha sattva.
That's Shuddha sattva.
Shuddha sattva.
Uh-huh.
Here word is Shuddha Sattva. He should write here Shuddha Sattva, then any clarification.
Yeah.
Then it is very good.
If he's writing in English, no one will understand.
No.
Only someone who has understanding of... Okay, so you want to go on?
See, Shuddha Sattva.
Shuddha Sattva, then that will help us.
And the Shuddha Sattva is when the chitta is covered with, not covered, but fly covered, with Krishna Leela or Krishna pastimes or Uddipan Bhav, then it is called Shuddha Sattva here. So that Shuddha Sattva, that is the Kriya of Chitta. He has written?
No. It says something about Chitta, pure mind. But that is, this is different from Sthayi Bhav.
Sthayi Bhav.
This is different or?
Here is no...
Sthayi Bhav is not
meaning. Not meaning.
No. Okay.
Without, only Bhav has come, Shuddha Sattva. After that, Sthayi Bhav, Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvik, they will come. Here Shuddha Sattva only.
Then he explains.
This is paragraph?
No, this paragraph we are finished with. We have explained this last time.
Everything is cleared here?
Yeah, we understand this. It's just that term. When we have that term, then we can understand.
And then he explains the different types of sattvas. This is later on, maybe.
Snigdha Sattva.
Yes. And then he explains Mukhya Snigdha Sattva Bhav. And then
Gauna.
Gauna. And then the manifestations, the outward manifestations of the sattvikas, the Asta sattvikas, are explained. And then
he's talking about then he gets to. I think we definitely.
Oh, yeah, no. Maybe. Oh, yeah, before that, it talks about Ruksha. Ruksha.
Ruksha.
You're not understanding Ruksha?
There's a question about it we had.
What?
In over here, it seems to say that Ruksha is. It is called dry. Ruksha is dry emotion. And the symptom of this is going to be this Romahasan, like that. But it seems, the way he describes it here, it is coming from a devotee who doesn't have attachment for Krishna. He can feel Ruksha.
When any person has no Shuddha Sattva, he's an ordinary person. By chance he heard any pastimes of Krishna, felt it in his heart, and became astonished, and some ananda also felt in his heart, then it is Rukha. Because no direct sambandha by Shuddha Sattva. No Shuddha Sattva, yet it comes. Then it is Rukh.
Is this the same as Chaya? Chaya attachment?
Like this can be Chaya.
Yeah.
It can be Chaya.
Okay. Now, we have heard that the cause of anubhav is vibhav. So, the cause
of anubhav
is vibhav.
Is vibhav.
Yes, but the cause of sattvika bhav is this vyabhichari, the different vyabhichari?
No. The cause of sattvic bhava are not vyabhichari. Cause by listening the pastimes of Krishna. Anyhow, his heart is overpowered by that bhava. That is the cause of sattvic bhava.
Some circumstance is brought to the mind, the pure mind, and then sattvic bhava. So,
but it must be sattvic bhava. Upon sattvic bhava, कुछ बात है करना नहीं समझ में आ रहा खोल दो चलिए
so you were going to say the
there must be sthayi bhav
yes
and anasthayi bhav और क्या चाहते हैं ओ भक्त खुलना खोल तो खुल करके आ जाइए एक मिनट के
So the cause of the sattvika, you said there must be sthayi bhava.
So that means
darshan karne aaye
the. हाँ darshan karne aaye the. यह श्रक रहा है सामने देख रहा हूँ
कल. फिर उसमें कुछ निकला?
अब आई सपोर्ट जाएंगे.
Okay, देख. आप ठीक हो जाइए.
So we need a reference
to this one, don't we? Why don't you turn to the section of the Vyabhichara?
Where is it?
It's 398.
What? Anything?
You had a question on yes, 398, eh?
So I can't, I'm not sure what the vyabhicharas are. They are emotions. They are emotions that come like the small waves in the ocean. And all this mixed together, I understand, is the big ocean of rasa. You know, all the different waves are coming of all these different, and sometimes there are little waves, sometimes it's big waves, I think. But what is the cause of the vyabhicharas? These emotions. These seem to be very specific emotions, and they don't manifest as anubhav. They don't come out specifically.
Sanchari.
No.
Sanchari.
Sanchari.
Sanchari means a sancharan. To come towards sthayi bhava. That is vyabhichari. Be abhichari. Abhichari means to go forward. Where? Towards sthayi bhava. That are called vyabhichari. And when they mix, they come to sthayi bhava. They overpower sthayi bhava, like waves. Sometimes so many vyabhichari bhava can come. And each other do like this.
They build on each other.
That are called vyabhichari bhava.
Yeah.
These all are connected with Shuddha Sattva.
On the platform.
On the platform.
And they are all based on sthayi bhava. They are based on the primary sentiment of affection for Krishna. They are all based on that.
On that.
And then all these other emotions and feelings and external manifestations, they are all erupting and making the ocean and then sometimes peaceful. So can something like some pastime of Krishna it can be the cause. Hearing some pastime about Krishna can be the cause of sattvic, anubhav, vyabhachari, everything.
Like one story, Murari Gupta was a doctor, Ayurvedic. He went to Hussain Shah Badshah. Hussain Shah Badshah has any disease. He was on the top of a building. When Murari Gupta went there, he saw a peacock leather.
Feather.
He at once felt something and went, fell down from that top of that roof and became senseless. Heart for months and everything came out. King asked, have you any disease? Oh, I have disease. He concealed that thing. By seeing the feather of that peacock, he at once went in the pastime of Krishna. Oh, Krishna is wearing this feather in his head. Oh, so many peacocks are dancing, and Krishna is playing on flutes. Radhika is in the front of Krishna, and he became so. So, it may be that the pastimes of Krishna, here by hearing or by anything, anything which is connected with Krishna, Vrindavan land, Jamuna, Govardhan, anything similarity to anything of Krishna, any flute in any person's hand, then these sanchari bhav can come.
So some emotion can come. But that same thing, peacock feather, that is not vibhav though. It is not
vibhav. It is vibhav.
It is vibhav. But it is vibhav for sanchari.
Sanchari or any sattvic bhav it may come. It depends on the thinking of that sadhak, whether it may be sattvic, whether it may come anubhav or the vichari. But where there is sattvic, all can come, because there are prominent figures. Prominent figures.
So that is like big waves. Sattvic is big waves.
Yes.
And sometimes many...
many sattvic bhav. With one... in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it has been seen, or Srimati Radhika. Not any other person.
Sanchari bhav is mentioned after sattvic bhav in this discussion. But it doesn't mean that it's more...
it may come on the same time all things, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has described it, first sattvic, then vibhav, then sattvic, then vyabhichari. But in actual position, it may be sanchari bhav may be seen, or sattvic bhav may be seen, any bhav. But it will have some vibhav connection, uddipan, vibhav. And sometimes, ashray in his in his heart, and Krishna, pastimes are anything in Krishna Vishaya. There some be, maybe some Uddipan Bhava also, then all Bhava.
These are just the mixtures.
Mixtures.
And when you put when it is put together on the
then it is rasa.
Sudha Sattva, and there is Saibhav, and then you have.
When they describe Sattvika Bhav, it seems when they describe it, they describe that the Vyabhichari Bhavs are also there.
It may be. It may be.
It may be.
And maybe that some Vyabhichari comes and that changes the Sattvika. Some new emotion.
No, it will change.
It must change.
Vyabhichari means it is connected with Sthayi Bhav. The ocean of Sthayi Bhav, by these waves of Sanchari, does like this.
Yeah.
So, this Vyabhichari Bhav surely will come, touch Sthayi Bhav.
But the Vyabhichari Bhav is based on the Sthayi Bhav. According to Sthayi Bhav, then some will be there in
Srimati Radhika hai Vyabhichari Bhav, like his Sthayi Bhav. Yashoda Devi has this Vyabhichari Bhav. According to her Sthayi Bhav, Sakha has some Bhav. They have according to their Sakha Bhav, Sthayi Bhav. Everything. In every ras, five and seven gauns have a special kind of Vyabhicharis. Some burning, some dhumait means with dhum,
smoke.
Great.
And this is
this is according to the sadhak sattva.
I had one question just at the end of the chapter. Just right at the end, it discusses natural emotions. And he uses the term newcomer.
Newcomer. They are not, if they are swabhavik, then these are sthayi bhav. This is sthayi bhav. They are not a sthayi bhav. They comes and goes.
Newcomer means coming and going.
These are not swabhavik. Sometimes he becomes angry.
Yes.
And after only 1 or 2 minutes, he begins to weep. Now he catch hold of the face, and he become visad grasta, you know? Very, as if he has in very calamity. Visad.
Very distressed.
And after 1 minute, it become very pleasant.
Those are newcomers.
Newcomers. Coming and going.
But all based on the Sthayi Bhav. But,
On the Sthayi Bhav they will be.
I think
we cleared up that.
Yeah. Now, on the next chapter, the name that he...
But he is telling that some are swabhavik and some are agantuk.
Yes. He calls them natural and
unnatural. They are. sanchari bhava are
unnatural.
Unnatural. They come and go.
I think we are getting some understanding of this ocean. You know, this big ocean.
By reading the past tense of Krishna.
Hmm.
That is Krishna Anusilan. By Krishna Anusilan, deeply. And Tannam Rupa Charitade Sukritananu Kramina Rasanam Manasi Niyojya Tishthana Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayed Akhilamitu Padesan. By doing so, by the grace of Prema Bhakti, we can understand something. So we have known something to some extent. Now we will have to realize it by our practicing bhakti and by the grace of bhakti. By the grace of bhakti means by the grace of Rasik Vaishnava. Because this all bhav situates in the heart of bhakta. Bhakti is in the heart of bhakta. So, by practicing sincerely, we will understand gradually by and by these things. Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, he has given example of all these things. Sattvic, Vyabhicharis. In Vyabhichari, one by one he has given. After that you can read that thing. Perhaps you have translation of Bhakti Goswami Sindhu?
Yes,
actual?
Yes, good.
Good?
Yes.
Turn by turn?
Yes. All the different Vyabhicharis.
And all the examples.
All the examples. The whole thing.
Huh. One Maharaj has done.
No, Prabhupada.
Prabhupada?
The Swami Prabhupada. Whole thing.
He has done in a very summary, perhaps?
No, I think...
He has done?
All the examples
all
are there.
It is all there.
Done. Very good.
All the examples. The problem was understanding these terms. The philosophical terms. Now we have understood the philosophical terms, and now all the examples will have meaning. But all the Vyabhicharis are listed, and all the examples of Rupa Goswami are described. We go on to this next.
Anything?
Well, in the beginning of the next chapter, the title that he gives, we cannot understand.
What is the title that?
Huh?
The title. Title, chapter title. What is it in Hindi or Sanskrit? He's given here the title.
I think he means something to do with Shantara.
Is it something about?
S E pickle.
We can't understand. Connotation of rus.
Connotation.
Passive means peaceful. I think it means.
Only he has written rus bichar. Not. Rus bichar.
What is the title in the full title in?
Rus bichar.
Rus.
Malli.
Okay.
And then the Swartha Paratha.
He mentioned Swartha Paratha. Paratha.
Paratha?
Next. Swartha.
Oh, Swartha.
Swartha.
Or
Parartha.
Parartha.
Swartha Rati, Parartha Rati.
These two terms.
Have you understand?
We understand.
Swartha mukha rati and parartha.
We can
He has written?
Swartha, love, feeds or nourishes itself by good emotion, favorable emotion.
Favorable.
And against emotion, reactionary or emotion.
And viruddha bhav, from, by viruddha bhav, viruddha, you know? Against.
Against.
Against bhav, he become, feels glani. Glani means
fault.
Glani means dukkha.
Misery.
Misery. He feels misery. No utsa.
Eagerness, enthusiasm.
He dislikes it. And uncool, which are favorable, he becomes enthusiastic. In Swartharati, Mukhyarati, he, the Satak is pleased when he takes Anukul Bhavasum, favorable. And when it is not favorable, then he feels very sadness or no Utsaha at all. But in Pararthārati, Parārthā means lower degrees. Saṅkuchit bhāva means it is not in full blossom.
Bloom.
Very, what?
Restricted.
Very narrow.
Immature.
Yes. Then he takes a favorable and unfavorable both, and no bhav.
Little, very little.
No shadow or no eagerness, nothing. In same manner he takes both, then it is Pararthārati.
Love is smaller.
No, smaller.
Attracted, you used to say. It is smaller. What is an example of this?
If you come here, by seeing you, I order my any boy. Open the door. Please give something to sit, and I become very much pleased. This is Swartha. And when a man comes, why he has come? He should not come. If he opens the door, then I don't tell anything. Then I ask him, why you have come? And go. This is Swartharati. But when you came, no pleasure in my heart. And any other man comes, no, nothing come, then this is Paratha. No advanced Sattva in his heart, Rati in heart, that is Paratha. But yet he has something, because he has Rati, but not right.
So this is on stage of Bhava, beginning of Bhava, beginning of Bhava Bhakti. And then, what he says right after that is how this is describing the development of the Sthayi Bhava.
Sthayi Bhava.
And then it is.
At first it was only Shuddha Sattva Bhava. Now gradually he is going up. Swartha and Paratha. Swartha Rati becomes Mukhya Rati.
Mukhya Rati.
Shuddha. Shuddha, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsal and Madhur.
Principle. It becomes principle.
And then he asked that there are different categories of pure love. He calls it humble, transparent and grave.
Samanya, Svachha, Santa. Samanya means ordinary. Svachha, like kaach. What is this? Kaach?
Glass.
Like glass.
Transparent.
And santa.
People will have these they have already some bhava, but it's just not yet so developed.
That is called samanya.
Samanya
means what he has?
Humble.
And then?
Transparent.
Transparent means something clear.
Yes. It is coming through.
Krishna came from cow herding. Some little girls, age about 6-7, they at once ran towards Krishna. They saw that Krishna is cow herding and assembled with Sakha. Then these little girl thinks, oh, it was better that I could be Sakha of Krishna. Understanding?
Yes.
When Krishna met with gopis, Radhika, and that girl saw gopis loving Krishna and Krishna loving gopis. That girl thought, oh, it was very better for me to become Sakhi of Krishna. When Krishna went to the mother and she saw that Krishna was in the lap of Yashoda. And Yashoda was very
affectionate
to Krishna. And tears came out in the eyes of Yashoda. And it was lalan and palan doing. Then she thought that, oh, if I was mother of Krishna. This is called Swachha.